USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are dining together in Hanoi, Vietnam, the beginning of a second summit between the two leaders. The summit beginning with President Trump and the North Korean leader shaking hands and exchanging pleasantries and then speaking briefly to reporters. President Trump says,
"And a lot of things are going to be solved, I hope, and I think it'll lead to really a wonderful situation long term. And our relationship is a very special relationship."
The serious talks between the two leaders scheduled to start tomorrow. President Trump is blasting his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's currently on Capitol Hill, to give public testimony to a House committee about what he knew about possibly illegal activities involving the Trump campaign team. The president tweets that Cohen is trying to reduce his prison time by lying. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The first two major gun control bills to be considered by the U.S. House in a quarter century are up for a vote today. They would strengthen background checks for gun buys. They're expected to clear the House, but the Senate probably will not even consider them. Top executives from seven big pharmaceutical companies told a Senate committee yesterday that the causes of high drug prices are numerous and that it would take all the top companies and government regulators working together for a very long time to figure out how to lower them. Well, Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden accused the execs of stonewalling when it came to the major issue,
which is actually lowering list prices. And reducing those list prices are the easiest way for American consumers to pay less at the pharmacy counter.
CEO of Merck, Kenneth Frazier, did concede the poor end up paying the most because they pay full list price, while many other people benefit from rebates. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A coordinated barrage of social media attacks against the Democrats are suggesting the involvement of foreign state actors. According to Politico, sustained and ongoing disinformation assaults are targeting some Democratic presidential candidates. The main targets appear to be Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Beto O'Rourke, 4 of the most prominent announced or prospective candidates for president. The cyber propaganda is being pushed across a variety of platforms and with a more insidious approach than in the 2016 presidential election. Lawmakers are demanding answers from the companies that report on your credit. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
CEOs from the nation's top 3 credit reporting bureaus are testifying before a House Financial Services Committee on Capitol Hill. This is all due to cybersecurity breaches that affected millions of Americans back in 2017. Ranking Republican member of North Carolina, Patrick McHenry, says the consumer credit reporting system is broken.
The reality today is that if you have a credit file, your information is probably on the dark web. That is a result of the Equifax data breach of last year.
Equifax CEO Mark Berger says a credit bureau is taking significant steps to protect your information.
Since the 2017 cybersecurity incident, Equifax has invested more than $80 million to assist impacted consumers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.